Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series. Welcome again to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful that you can join us yet again. And this month is getting away from us. It is June the 19th already, 2018. This is Talk Straight, sponsored by Building Families and Communities Institute, which is a educational research arm of Building Families and Communities Missions Incorporated, based in Nashville, Tennessee. We endeavor to share our research-based information through our lecture series in multiple cities across urban America. Accordingly, we have this particular platform, this podcast radio show, Talk Straight. And as it indicates in the title, that's what we want you to feel comfortable doing, talking straight. And we appreciate that. Welcome to our friends on Facebook live streaming. Feel free to share your questions or comments with us as we go through tonight, as well as give us a call here at 657-383-0944. We'll be happy to entertain your questions or comments. Again, all we ask is that at best you can, keep it relevant to our topic, and let's stay focused, and let's show respect and courtesy to one another as we're sharing our various points of view. And I've said many times before, I don't necessarily expect you to agree with me. You understand what I'm saying? And because we realize that there may be different views. Nonetheless, we want to show deference and respect to one another. All right, I don't endeavor to be before you very long with my monologue, but we're talking from the topic, how to make the rules to your own game. That I noticed that there's a typo there, to your own game and win. How to make the rules to your own game and win. That's a very good question. Now, last week we discussed challenges that often comes with trying to keep up with the expectations and the day-to-day hustle of the life, the game we call life, and that competition that's often created by somebody else. It's scored by them and controlled by them. You have little to no say in terms of what the rules are and expectations. However, we did, I believe it's safe to say that we concluded that The best case scenario is to position yourself to create your own game, your own rules, and to position yourself to live by them and win. We learned that a winner never quits and a quitter will never win. All right? With that being said, I realize we got callers in queue. Let me just briefly get through our monologue here. And then I want y'all, you know, let's have some conversation about it. I could be completely wrong, but we'll see. Time will tell. How to make the rules to your own game and win. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the first verse reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." With a proper exegesis, one will take out of the text what is in there. Just for a second, allow me to extrapolate a few things that I find in this one verse right here. Faith, your belief, your drive, your motivation, your level of encouragement that is based on some substance or stuff you done been through. Okay? That's what motivates you to be happy, to be sad, to be fearful, to be confident, is what you've been through from birth. So your belief, connected with the stuff or the substance you've been through, gives you hope toward what you're working for in the future. Are y'all walking with me? All right? And guess what else? The fact that you done come over troubled waters lets you know without a shadow down in your mind that there's hope that tomorrow, if I keep on this path, if I keep doing what I've been doing, even though I don't see tomorrow, I believe I'll be here, and I'm looking for a brighter tomorrow. Isn't that something? We're talking about how to make the rules to your own game. And lest I get ahead of myself, let me slow down a little bit. I'd like to offer a functional definition of the word rule, the word win, and the word game. So let me start with game first and just kind of talk about that a little bit for a few minutes. A game, to play for a stake. That's something you aiming toward, kind of like a goal, trying to get somewhere. Okay? Game is also associated with the meaning of a procedure, or a strategy. Listen to what we're saying now. Y'all listen to what we're saying. What we got here is a situation where you're looking for something. You're trying to get somewhere. It's something at stake, something of value. And you're following certain procedures or steps, strategies that are laid out for gaining that thing that you're looking for and reaching an end. Now, we're talking about you establishing your own game. That means you have to be smart enough to establish a procedure, a process by which you will start and reach a certain end. And watch this. If you are wise, you will follow your own strategy, your own steps, your own guidelines, and there's no reason in the world you can't be successful and win. Oftentimes, you're trying to do somebody else's thing. You don't understand where they're coming from. Sometimes they change the rules on you midstream. But when you're in control, when you're behind the driver's seat, you got the wheel. I often tell my lovely wife, honey, ain't but one of us driving at a time now. If you want me to pull over, I'll let you drive. But when I'm driving, let me make these calls. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm not open to some little information here and now and then. I'm just saying, you know, you understand what I'm saying. I got the tendencies. But anyway, when you are in the game, it requires your active participation. And not only just being there on the log, but you got to walk that log as it rolls in the water. You've got to think about how you maintain yourself in the game. And at some point, you evaluate, how well am I doing? All right? That's what the game is. So game. Now let's talk about what a rule is. We said how to make your own rules, right? To your own game, right? Your own strategy, so you can win. A rule is simply a principle or an order. Regulations that govern conduct. What did you say, Dockery? I said regulations. Yes, there are restraints. There are restrictions on you, on your conduct, your behavior. And some of us have been poor so long that when we get a little something, we just go stock, buck, naked, crazy. We feel like can't nobody tell us nothing. I got me a little, got me some cookies and some milk. Man, I'm going to eat as much as I want to. You understand what I'm saying? And we go crazy. We lose our head. But you must follow the order associated with success. That means you have to discipline yourself in your conduct every day. That's how you be successful. Now, that requires learning to be self-disciplined. Oh, man. What? Sometimes we think discipline is all about physical punishment, and it isn't. But it's more about example. You set yourself a standard for yourself, an example for your children, for your family, for your friends. You follow it. You model that for them, what your expectations are, and you hold them to that standard. Right? But you got to be organized. You can't just shoot from the hip and do your thing when you get ready, how you want to, and expect things to work out. Guess why? Because you're not an island alone, but you share space with others. And you must learn to circumscribe your interests and your desires with other men and women so that you don't cross the line and have problems, conflict. Right? Where you learn that from, Doug? Well, you got to learn to observe your environment and even observe your own habits so that you'll know how to discipline yourself and restrain yourself or assert yourself when it is appropriate. That requires active, focused thought. This don't just happen out of circumstance. Well, you know, that's how we do. That's how we get down. Can I say something, beloved? That's exactly why so many of us find ourselves too often unnecessarily behind the eight ball, because we've made a habit of being self-destructive as opposed to productive in our own strategies and game. Now, we done learned what the game is. Now we know how to set the rules for our game, right? Watch this. Then you can win. Check this out. When you win, you gain possession of something based on your effort. That's why you are happy. That's why you have the things that you want, because you put the work in. Huh? You made the sacrifices necessary. You disciplined yourself. You were consistent with a certain pattern of conduct, of behavior, and procedure, and rules, and regulations. It's, you know, another man tell you that you can't have, that don't mean you can't have. You may not have here. Go get your own. I wish I had somebody talk to me tonight. All right? When you win, guess what? It is the byproduct of work put in. Somebody say that with me. In order to win, I got to put some work in. Who got that work? All right? When you have a friendly or favorable outcome to yourself, it's a direct result of what you have done. There's a text in the scripture that said, in order to have friends, you must first show yourself to be friendly. This is an industrial type of mindset. It's not a lazy, hopeless, helpless mindset. Got to get your game up. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be consistent with this. This is not something you do every now and then or when somebody's around looking. See, when your stuff is on point and you're always in order, you don't have to worry about nobody catching you out of order. Let me say that one more time. When your things are in order, you don't have to worry about anyone catching you out of order, because that is who you are, an orderly, disciplined, structured, productive individual. It is not your efficacy, and it does not have to be your end, that you fail or die young. That's my message to young people today, male or female. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to fail. You don't have to be hungry. You don't have to be depressed. If you learn to set the rules to your own game and play by your rules and demand that others respect it. What did I just say? I said demand that others respect it. Then, no question about it, you can win. Group 1972, I believe it was, called The Main Ingredients. They told Dr. A, they told me something, taught me a little something. I want to share this with you, then we're going to open up the phone line. Main Ingredients taught me that, guess what, brothers and sisters? Sometimes we all have moments. Things don't always go like we want them to. But that don't mean you check out of the game. Are y'all with me? Check, man. Listen to Main Ingredients just for a second here, and then we'll get on with the get on. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We open up the phone lines. Now, it's hot and popping. Let's get it on, like Marvin Gaye say. The number is 657-383-0944. Get in where you fit in. Everybody play the fool. But guess what? If you want to win, play by your own rules. Have I got a witness, somebody, anybody? How you doing, Pastor Walla? 1098, Don from South Alabama. And we got the Florida in the house here, 3072, and that pretty lady out of Pierre, Illinois. Welcome to the show tonight, guys. How y'all doing?
Hello, everyone.
Doing great. All right.
I believe I just got happy there just for a minute, but I'm bringing myself back now. Don, is it any truth to that, man, that we all make a mistake every now and then? Is that true?
Yes, sir. And we human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So that was part of the process. But don't mean we got to stay that way.
I believe that'll preach, Don. I believe that'll preach, man. Okay. Pastor Waller's on the line. Is that true, Pastor Waller?
Yeah, I know I have played a fool. I know that. I've been a fool. Definitely that. You know, I have no if and buts about that.
All right. Yes. All right. Outkast ain't never made no mistake. He ain't done nothing wrong. Is that right, Outkast?
Woo-wee. I was telling the truth. I ain't the double wrong. Hey, well, I'm back. I've been back a long time.
All right. What about it, 3072? You ain't done nothing wrong, have you?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Okay. Now I know it's 8112. She's been perfect all her life. She got it going on. What about 8112?
8112, a never in her life was no man perfect came into this world.
Wow.
I'm a woman and I know I ain't perfect.
Okay.
But I try hard to try to do the best I can with what I work with. Here's another 8112. Lewis is on the thing.
Hey, Lewis, how you doing,
bro? How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Lewis, you ain't never messed up before, have you?
Shit, just yesterday.
Don't be
stuck. Damn, sorry. But the thing about it all is diligence.
All right. Well, now here's the good news, guys. This game that we're talking about winning, you are in control and you're in the driver's seat. How can you lose at your own game? Is it possible for you to lose at your own game?
Nope.
Yeah.
What? Somebody said
is,
no. Somebody said yeah. Go ahead. Who said no?
Me.
Who said no? Go ahead.
Don Bellville.
All right. Go ahead, Don. How you explain?
If you're in your own arena, ain't no way you can lose in your own arena. How you gonna lose in your arena and it's your arena?
Tell that to all them championship teams. Tell that to the Cleveland Cavaliers that just lost home.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
Well,
you can't
play with one man. You got to have the rest of the men playing. Golden State got all of them clicking. Not one.
One.
And if everybody clicking, you're going to win.
Okay. Let me hear what 37-2 said. Yeah. Hold on. 37-2, what were you going to say?
Oh, I mean, it's quite possible for you to fool yourself in your own arena. I mean, and you playing a game that you know nothing about.
Well, now,
you sure
Pastor
right.
Waller helped me out now. I'm in a bind here.
Yeah. Well, she's sure right about that, man. Yeah, she's right about that, brother. Now, I want to make sure that I reiterate, you know, about that particular issue right there. I stopped trusting me 26 years ago. And
okay.
I refuse to trust me anymore, man, because once I start trusting me again, even in my own arena, I start losing right there. I don't care what it look like or sound like or feel like I'm winning. I automatically lose when I trust me because of what I've learned. See, I've learned that I was a fool. You played a song, said everybody played a fool sometime, right? Okay.
That's what main ingredients said.
Yeah, okay, I heard that song, but that it fit me very well because I did play a fool. But I saw in the Word of God, he said, whosoever trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whosoever walks wisely shall be delivered. So I was delivered from being a fool, so there's no need of me going back to being a fool again. So in all my ways, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm not going to trust in me.
Help.
I might make the wrong decision. Even in my own. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to back over. Like the brother said about the basketball.
Excuse me. Can I say something, Pastor Wallace?
Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Let him finish his talk.
Go ahead.
Then we'll come right to you, Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor.
When I played basketball and we had an away game, when I went over there to play in that gym, I'm playing like I own that gym when I get over there. I'm not feeling like I'm going to lose because I came over there. I'm going over there to win. But that don't mean I'm going to win. And even if I'm at home playing, that don't mean I'm going to win, but I'm going to play it to win. So, you know, it's tough, man. I mean, it's tough trusting one's own self, man. Once you find out some information like you've been a fool for trusting yourself, oh, man, never again. That's over for me.
Okay.
No more trust in me.
All right. Let me hear from Lewis, Pastor. What you got,
yes,
Lewis? Give me something I can hold on to, man.
Everything he just said coincides with everything I have to say is because that we was all told this on any team that you ever played in. There's no I in team. There's an M and an E in team. But it's an effect. You got to play with the other players that you was assigned with. You was assigned with help. So it's the same as with God. It's the same as with everything else in life. Sometimes you got to pass the ball to get the ball back to score the point that you want to win. It is possible to lose in your arena if you're not playing with your team. If you're a one-man show like LeBron, you're going to get what LeBron got.
Hey man, you ain't no problem.
You go get started.
Hey, Lewis, leave LeBron alone, man.
He don't walk away from the phone, right?
He going to L.A.
Well, so I have to agree, Don, I have to agree that if you even set rules for yourself, right, and you lay them out,
mm-hmm.
and you're not willing to be disciplined enough to follow your own rules, guess what happens often? You cheat yourself. Mm-hmm. You beat yourself. Now, here's what happens. I can speak because I've been black all my life. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Negro black.
A lot of black folk. I just talk straight. I can talk straight, can't I, okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. What happened with a lot of black folk is we have a tendency to do things really well, not even trying to, creatively, right? Then we get up and walk away from our best talent. Somebody else documents what we've done, and all of a sudden they're the authority on how to do it. And they wouldn't even. I'm going to give you a good example, Pastor Waller. I remember when dunking was outlawed in the NBA.
Yep.
Huh? Because some people couldn't do it.
Right.
I remember when they told Michael Jordan, hold on, all that stuff you're doing in the air, that's got to be, ain't no rules, but that's got to be illegal. So they stop it for a minute until the other boys can catch up with.
Yeah.
But if you're not disciplined enough to document what you do and to know yourself and your greatest skill and talent and to control that, don't let nobody control your narrative. Control the narrative for yourself.
Pastor Doc,
what's wrong? Yes, go ahead.
At one point in my life, I met the great Jerry West, the NBA logo, the guy that's breaking to the left.
He
was synonymous for breaking to the left and hitting three-point shots when they regulated
right.
his three-point into the game.
Okay.
It wasn't like you just said. There was no dunking allowed. Why? Because they knew black people were athletic. They could jump higher, run faster. The three-point right. shot was implemented to give white boys a chance.
Larry Bird.
He ended up being the NBA logo. A few years back, they wanted to make it Michael Jordan logo. Never happened.
Right.
But
right.
it's not. No, the subject is that the three-point shot was implemented because black men could run faster, jump higher, and dunk the ball. That's why dunking was illegal. I just wanted to add that. I met Jerry West. I asked him how many times in the game had you hit that three-point shot, he said too many to count. He could hit it from half court. He started off on a basket and a ball
yeah.
in North Carolina.
Wow.
That's all right.
Wow. Now, Lewis.
But Jerry West remembered the Milwaukee Bucks, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stepped over my family tree when he got talking about Jerry West. Because guess what? Oscar stopped him.
Whatever, and then they turned Lakers. He came from Minnesota, baby. Minnesota was where the Lakers came from. But I met Jerry West personally, and that's what he told me out of his own mouth, that he hit that three-point shot too many times to count. But what he wouldn't say was how Magic Johnson used to drop Larry Bird off at the rim.
But Jerry West didn't tell you how Kareem Abdul-Jabbar whooped him under the basket, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Y'all ain't supposed to be talking about sports, hello.
Okay, we're going to bring it back, 81-12. We're going to bring it back. Interestingly enough, 81-12, we are talking about a competition. And we're talking about how people demonstrated themselves how they performed in the competition. And the world knows about them to this day. That's what Lewis is saying. That man, they use his silhouette as the NBA logo because he was just that bad.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
that bad.
Okay. Well, might I add?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have to be careful about the competitions that we enter in. Who would put the Harlem Globetrotters up against the guy y'all talking about? They not even they're both in basketball, but right, the Globetrotters aren't known for they jump shots and all the other stuff. I mean, so yeah, it's all about the it's all about the competition that you enter in. Know what you getting into. If it's even for
that's
you.
That's a good point. That is a good point. That's a good point. Now, and I'm gonna placate off of you, 3072, if I might. Hey Don. She set a screen. She set a screen for me, Don. I'm coming around with the ball. Watch out! I'm about to dunk, Pastor Wall. I'm about to dunk on somebody.
Go ahead.
Here's what happens. If nobody has taught you in your early development that you are capable and you are worth recognition as being important, it's likely that you'll wait on somebody else to tell you when you can get in the game and when you can't. Now, Outkast, I grew up in the projects, and everybody played on two basketball courts, right? And so that means you had to stand on the sideline. If you don't get there early enough to say, I got next, or if you're not bad enough to say, I got next, you'll never get to play. Because them cats pick their own team, the pickup, they pick their own team, and if you ain't in the clique, you're just going to be standing there all day. So what? Guess what we had to do, Outkast? We had to bring our own ball. We had to bring our own ball. And when they start running that game, guess what? Okay, we out of here. Ain't nobody going to play if I don't play.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, little different when I was coming up. Little different when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying? The basketball court was full. Hey, we got the baseball and we got the football. And whoever threw the biggest crowd, that's where everyone was, you know.
Okay,
I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, Miss 12 said we talking about sports, but the thing is this. This is part of what happened to this generation and past generation. They get they set their minds on thinking about the wrong thing instead of concentrating on basketball and football and things and that nature. You know, get a book and learn. If you want to be become a doctor, learn about the bones. You know, want to be a mathematician. You know, get your math book. This is what's going on now. You know, people can tell you about Jerry West, Jim West. I'm gonna call him Jim West because you know he helped gun them down too. You know, because that time that was spent them idolizing them, they could have been using that, you know, further developing their mind to send them further. This is one of the main problems, which I'm not gonna go over to education, but they should have been thinking more in an educational atmosphere. You know, but I mean, it's good, it's fine. You know, it's sports, it's entertainment. But at the end of the day, you have to come to reality and drop the entertainment and come back to the real world because this is where you compete. You know, this is where you make your money, you know, on the world stage, not the entertainment stage, the world stage. And your fat paycheck, you know, every week. I hold and 3172 and 3112.
Take me
on
that.
And that's what.
And I respond to that.
Come on, Louis.
Quickly. Go ahead.
Most of those games were fixed.
Do you
They are fixed. Do you know that your situation is fixed? But we could change that through conversation like this. But you got to understand first that in order, we got to go right back to what Pastor Dockery was saying from the very beginning, the games. Where do you gain that? You gain in the knowledge of knowing, and then you share it with people that's just like you in your position, and then it becomes something greater. But those games are fixed, like the Pete Rose scandals. You can be fixed. It can be fixed. It can be handicapped to where you could play your whole heart out, just like Jerry West probably did, but Jerry West had some insurance. You know how many championships the Los Angeles Lakers won in a row when Jerry West was playing? 13 championships outside of Boston, breaking that down.
Okay.
So my whole point is that nobody's that good. Definitely.
Hold on.
prevented. No,
hey,
Joker,
Lou,
what's happening?
You want to say something to you. 372 want to say something to you. Go ahead, 372.
Okay.
No, I was just going to piggyback off of what 98 was saying about the game and knowing your game. So a lot of times we like to play games that we really don't have love for. We like to play them because they're popular and it's going to, we think it's going to make us the most money and it's going to make us shine the best and all that. But at the end of the day, people are not, and I think that's where we fail. That's where we fail. We reach out for the wrong things. That stuff ain't even for us. Figure out what your game is and what game you good at and play that. That's
now,
what I do. I don't play games that I don't like, for one, and then I don't know nothing about too much.
You know, I'm glad you said that, 372. Lewis.
Yeah.
I want you to see if you reckon. Tell 8112. Tell my lady friend, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Is she still there?
No, she's right here right now.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to listen to this, Lewis, and tell me if you recognize this. Now, let me give you the setup for it. There are a lot of young cats, 3072, who feel like I can beat the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I do so, I pat myself on the back. And they got to like me because what? I'm slick enough to beat the system. Now, you're going to beat a man at his own game. That dog ain't going to hunt, is he? Now,
look at Lucas. What was the big-time dope dealer man?
He thought he was good for many years.
Huh?
Out of North Carolina.
No, he was
from North Carolina.
He was born in North Carolina, but he got down with Bumpy Johnson in Harlem, New York.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Here's the point. Here's the point. If they were masters and all that great at it, would they have got caught? You're deceiving yourself. You're tricking yourself.
Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on one second. Lewis, I'm coming right to you, man. Don't you go nowhere. That was a great question, 372. Hold on, Lewis. Tell me if you know this guy, Lewis, and I want you to give me feedback on him, okay?
Yes, sir.
One second. It's coming up, Lewis. I got to cue it up here just for a second.
I'm with you the whole way. I'm with all y'all. And I hope don't nobody take it. Get treated like a goddamn sex doll. Fuck a punk cause I ain't him. You gotta deal with the 9-11. The damn something that you all hate. Just think if niggas decide to retaliate and try to keep me from running up. I never tell you to get down. It's all about coming up. So what they do going down to 8K? A shit wasn't registered any fucking way. So you better duck away, run and hide out. When I'm running real slow and the lights out. Cause I'm about to fuck up the program. Shooting out the window of a drop top.
I apologize, listening audience, for the rough language. But again, this is an academic talk straight discussion, 98. Lewis.
Mm.
Yes.
Is he going to last with that mentality in the world?
No.
Who's going to last, him or her?
Ice Cube. Or anybody that follows or subscribes to
that mindset. He went on to start Cube Vision. He started, he's behind the sequels of Friday. He's behind a bunch of militant. Well, black militants, army.
Hold on one second.
But it's
right, hey, Lewis, let me rephrase the question. Let me rephrase the question. Because guess what? He didn't even set himself up to do that. That was somebody else that marketed that.
Right.
Okay? But what I'm trying to get at, Lewis, is this mentality that I'm the figure that you love to hate. How long are you going to last in America with that, Lewis?
Probably about as long as it takes for that record to be heard. Because Yeah, like you just saying, today's in today time. If he didn't have that outlet, which was the radio and the massive production, like you just said, the managers and the agents and people telling him to market that, he'd have been in jail. He'd have either been in jail or he probably would have got killed for what he was saying. But he knew what platform he had, and he took it and spent it for game, like you saying.
And can I say...
But who lost on that? It's a bunch of young black men that's locked up because they bought a few records.
There you go.
There you go, Lou. There you go. There you go.
And
go
just for the record, he really wasn't that nigga that they love to hate because he was making them money.
He made good money.
That's just
that.
For the record.
Love him because he paid a lot of taxes.
Mm. You know, Hey, Pastor Waller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In my research, I ran across a statistic that suggests the average life expectancy for a young man in the ghetto with that type of lifestyle and mentality is from birth till about 16, maybe 17 years old. That's deep.
That's
you don't even make it see 2 decades of life with that mentality. But that's what's real on the streets today.
Well,
they
got to
change the game, don't they?
So,
you know why?
Doctor,
sorry to cut y'all short. I got to say this because I got to go back, further back into what we were talking about a little bit earlier, probably about 5 minutes ago. The reason why that happens is because we, as a black man, we don't really control ourselves. We got to control ourselves. And the truth is that the laws were already designed as black and white, and that's how they see it. So if you don't utilize the law and do your due diligence as a man, they're going to use it against you.
Okay.
And it's going to come back to hurt you.
That's a point well taken, Lewis. Point well taken. Let me hear from Selma. Go ahead, Don.
3122. What I'm hearing, Mr. Dockery, I'm going to be very honest. Matter of fact, this morning I was on WHBB, and they was asking me what's really going on in Chicago and the gangs. And I have to be honest with all of y'all. I was privileged enough to be – my father ran for Congress up there, and y'all know my father was in the circle with Dr. King. I had privilege being around some of the head leaders of those gangs. And you know what's astonishing to me? I'm from the hills of Tennessee. Them guys never did answer me to join no gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I joined the Morris, and they never did bother me. I was around all of them. They never did ask me to join. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, actually now stop and look at the young guys, you know, it's like, what, you know, how did y'all end up? And I was around General Cabal. He was one of the founders of the L. Rookins. And I can't understand how you end way up over there. And dad and them give you a choice.
Right.
It kind of baffles me.
So, look, you just came at a young man about that question, so I'll be the one to answer saying that I'm the youngest man on here. I'm going to tell you how that came to be. Nobody asks you the game bang. Nobody comes up to you and say, hey, you want to join our gang and be part of our gang? We like how you walk or talk. It's not like that. Gangs are from your neighborhood. Gangs are the influence in your neighborhood if the police aren't present, and if they are, they're ineffective. Gangs is because there's a camaraderie against the young guys within that neighborhood to defend something, whether it's the money that's in that neighborhood, economics, or if it's just for simple protection that you lack from the police, or if it's something that, I mean, a lot of them turn it for bad, but so do the police. But really, gangs don't ask you to choose that life. That's the truth.
Well, can I say something?
From the heart.
Oh. Are you finished, Lewis?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, 372.
Well, and I'm not quite as young as Lewis is, and he was saying that they choose to do it for whatever their reasoning is. And, I mean, and I hung out with some gangbangers, a few dealers. I mean, I knew people, too. However, I didn't see them doing that. for no particular reason. It was just for ignorance, I think, just to be doing something, just because this person doing this or that person or this looked like something to do. So, no, I would support a gang like the Black Panthers or some other gang if they were really trying to do something that was going to better the community and us as a whole.
That's interesting.
So
I
disagree
did a show
with
I want to know. I'm sorry.
If I
may,
go
ahead, finish your thought. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, I was just saying that I, especially today, I don't agree with him. They just doing stuff just because the devil was filled in them.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Let me go.
May,
I'm coming to you, Professor Robinson. Go ahead, 8112, right quickly. You were going to say something.
I don't have much to say because I don't know about gangs. I didn't teach my sons about gangs, and I wasn't raised. My mother brought us to where we are because she didn't want her sons, quite a few of them, and part of those types of things. And I always told my son, if you go to jail, you're just going to be there because I don't believe in that. If you get involved with a gang, I'll kill you yourself. Might have been lying, but I had to put that fear. But it didn't stop some couple or one or two from doing what they did as young men because I didn't change. But I'm going to shut up now, and that's all I had to say. I don't believe in all that because the life you live is the life you've chosen for yourself, and your parents don't always be to blame for that.
Okay. All right.
Demand, it is also something that. Do you want to know why the young man join gangs? I don't know.
Hold on one second. Let me bring Professor Robinson to join the conversation. Welcome, sir. How are you doing? Question, comment?
I'm doing great. I just joined. I didn't hear the conversation, so I really can't comment much. But as it relates to the topic around, you know, creating your own rules, I'm really interested in understanding how people develop the knowledge of the current game and the rules of that game, how they choose to, you know, engage, manipulate, alter, and then choose to create this new construct.
Okay. All right. Great deal. So I wanted to speak to, I think somebody raised a question about why young men get, and we're not going into that tonight because that's not really where we are, but I actually did a show on the origins of the major gangs in the United States of America. And we highlighted the socialization and the process of social engineering that led to the formation of the major gangs that spread out to other smaller groups. Now, I'll just use Chicago briefly, Don, as a subset, okay? In Chicago, between 1959 and about 1978, you had a flurry of small splinter groups, all of them loosely affiliated with one or two major gangs. And eventually, the Black Gangster Disciples merged from the Black P-Stone Rangers and the Disciples. Larry Hoover and David Barksdale brought together a concept. It was all about social welfare, though. And when you look at the impact of the Black Panther Party, they didn't start as a gang, as a ruthless, violent group.
Nope.
They simply said, we need a stoplight on a street in Watts, California, because babies are getting killed. Hold on one second. And they went further to say that we're going to not only protect them with rifles, they knew they had a Second Amendment right, but they said we're going to feed them and we're going to educate them in the daytime and we're going to do things that are socially uplifting. Well, that was a threat to some people, that black men used a gun to protect their constitutional rights. That led to a younger generation getting the wrong idea about what they were all
yep.
about. Militancy yep. and things of that nature. And you know, it was kind of crazy, but without going into too much. So I want to get back to the topic at hand. Professor raised a great point about the process. What he's talking about, the process of these rules. Now, the truth of the matter is, Don, if a young man or woman, for that matter, waits to get 18 years old and they don't have a clue about what they should do, with all due respect, they're socially behind.
Yeah.
They're experiencing some social retardation. And it's going to be a catch-up game. That's not to say they can't or that they shouldn't, but the truth of the matter is we have to be diligent as parents about teaching our children pro-social values at an early age so that these values grow up with them. This become a habit or conduct, consistent conduct for them. And you don't have to try to tell them when they're 21 years old about working and maintaining employment or starting your own business. It's in them already. Can somebody say it's in them?
It's
what
in
about
them.
That out?
That's right. That's right. Okay. You're right.
You're right
that's
on
what,
that.
That's what and, they stopped. That's what the government
hold
efforts
on.
Was.
Hold on.
Edgar
Outcast,
Hoover
speak. Hold on 1 second. Louis, hold on 1 second. Outcast had the floor.
Heard you.
Go ahead, Outcast. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to let Louis have it because, you know, like at the end of the day, look, when it comes to the government never controlled my life. I controlled my own destiny.
Yeah.
You know, see, now I respect the young man's view, but the thing is this. Stop blaming the government. It's not about the government. It's about what you're going to do for yourself. It's about what you're going to do to help others. Even when he was talking about the games, you know what I'm saying? You have to stop. You have to do. And then, too, it depends on the situation, the type of life that I live. Hey, it was all on me. It was all me. And I come from the flat land of Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. I lived in Chicago. Yeah, they asked me to get in the gang. I lived on 47th and Woodlawn. You know?
What?
They would come to me and ask me to get in the lawn. They would come to me and ask me to get in the lawn. You know? And I would tell them, look, man, hey, I'm from Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I don't gang bang like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I go one-on-one, knuckle up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I worked in the restaurant. They would come in and throw a dollar on the counter and expect me to go into the till and give them $2 or $3. I go in the till and throw them $4. You know what I mean? I mean, this is me, and I'm from the flatland of Tennessee, even the penitentiary. Cows and coyotes running packs. Now, I go back to what Lewis said. People get involved in various things for various reasons, but if I can, I'm still this way today. If I can't fully protect myself, I don't need to be protected. And that's where the thinking comes in at. See, this is where the thinking comes in at. The government, no. The government is not the problem. Well, at least in my life, the government wasn't the problem. I set myself up to fail when I was continually disobeying my mother.
Yeah.
You know,
Excuse me, can I respond
before we
get off
topic? Disobeying my father, my stepfather. All this was on me, but guess what? I turned all that around. And I used the government to get ahead and get what I want, even on pay up rights and everything else. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, Outcast, he wanted to respond to you. Go ahead, Noah.
That's accurate. That might have been accurate for 1978 or whenever you was doing what you was doing and how game bang it was for you. Or what it was for you in your life. I don't mean to target you directly because it's not about you or me. This is a more broad situation because it's happening all over the United States. But the thing about it was game banging changed a whole lot. And I don't know what your rules were or what you had to go through to get to your situation. But where I'm from, which is not Tennessee, like I'm closer to Chicago where gangs originated at, even down to the Capone era where it's rackets and things of that nature. So what I'm saying is the rules apply in different places, but at the same time, the only reason why gangs exist was to police ourselves against the police that's brutal, that's really killing our youth today. They're not following the laws. They got badges. They got guns. They got a lot of stuff that we don't have at our disposal. That was the reason why young black men created 21st Century Vote in 1978, and that's why Larry Hoover and David Boxdale and Jeff Ford and all those guys came about, was because we weren't seeing justice. So don't knock me for what I followed in today. And the reason why I say that you choose to be a part of a gang is because you would rather band with somebody that you know in your community than a band with somebody that's going to kill you in your community. So
hey, Lewis.
Don't tell me that you just got a choice in it. Not in my area anyway.
All right. Okay, hold on one second, Lewis.
Mr. Docker.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Professor Robinson.
If this is straight talk, we're going to deal with some straight talk. Okay, I'm always going to deal with some straight talk. And so, Lewis, you have choices that you can make, and there are resources that are available to you and to others, and you choose to go down a certain path, which I'm going to say based on just I use this term common sense, because there are other options available that might be harder,
right,
but you choose the easier path.
No, you're
there
making
are other
no,
options
it's not
available.
Personal. I didn't choose that path.
Excuse me.
So
Lewis,
listen to what he's saying, and then we'll give you.
Listen, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I feel attacked, but
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Pass, finish your thought.
At the end of the day, as human beings, we have the option to go right or to go left all
right.
the time. And that is up to us. It might not be easy, but the option is always there. The options are always there. And
right.
so we and I'm going to say, because when Lewis is talking and when – 098, what's your name again? Sorry.
Wildcat.
Okay, Broadcat.
So what now?
There was a certain, if I had an opportunity to listen to it, there was some excitement. There was some, you know, and I had to do this, and I had to do this. And we are glamorizing the choices that people make to be detrimental in our society. If just do not react right away, just listen to what we're saying. There are options available, difficult options, harder options, and people are choosing those options versus other options, and we glamorize it. We might not want to admit it, but we do that. And I can give a bunch of
Mr.
Hello?
Dockery.
Yeah.
Okay. So 14 years after civil rights was passed, 14 years, we're talking about 1978, when gangs banded together to go against a government that didn't even give a black man the right to vote, didn't even give a woman the right to vote, whether you were white or black. So you're telling me 14 years later you had a choice to band with your neighborhood kids and try to control something and start something and feed people breakfasts and make sure that they had the right education and the right knowledge to proceed through life and understood the law correctly. You telling me these people had a choice? You telling me
hold
that in Chicago they had a choice?
Lewis, hold that thought.
I am saying.
Hold that thought, Lewis. Right quickly, Professor, go ahead. Then we're going to go to Don. Go ahead, Professor.
I deal with facts.
Okay.
And
give us the facts.
The facts are that you always have a choice.
Okay.
You might not like the options.
I agree with him on
that. There are always options. There are always choices.
Okay.
And I guarantee you that today there are choices that are available if people choose to go down that path where they can change and transform their lives. Guaranteed.
Yes, sir.
And it's been that way forever.
One of the first things I agree with you on, but I agree with you on that. You do have a choice, and the choice will be your own.
All right, hold on. We've been rude to Don. Now, Don's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, 3122.
I'm going to give the young man two definitions was given to me. Gangs are guys and girls who don't know the science of human, I'm not, who don't know the science of government. The next definition is, government is the agreement to engage in the science of human development.
Mm. Explain that to us like we're 3 years old.
Okay, let me break it down to him.
Yes, explain it to us.
Human development have to do with food farming. Human development have to do with house building. Human development have to do with clothes making. Human development have to do with transportation. You know what I'm saying? Those businesses are human development. If you're not in six businesses, you're not doing human development.
Ah. Now, this thing about gangs being guys and girls that are what now?
Don't know the science of government. And government is the agreement to engage in the science of human development.
Yeah,
and humans should be industrial.
You.
They should be running food, farming, tool making, house building, coal making, communication, transportation, business. Mm. If you're not involved in those businesses, you're not part of human development.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Okay.
And did
okay.
you become a part of that human development? What year did you become a part of that human development?
Okay, y'all, Louis, stop. Right now, because you're interrupting this man, and I don't like that. Stop. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's fine. So let me bring Pastor Walla in. Pastor Walla.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Walla. Are you there, Pastor?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have an opportunity to hear that dialogue?
Yeah, I was listening.
Okay.
That's what I do. I do very well. I love to listen because that's what caused me to get into the trap by listening.
Okay.
And knowing that life design is already made. So when we, as a people, learn, and that's what I have to go into what I've learned lately, it's the Word of God. And so I can't deviate from it now that I know. Once upon a time when I was captured, lost, twisted, and entangled and couldn't get loose, I was out there doing my own thing, trusting my own decisions, trusting in me. But again, I say that with emphasis on it, you know, being a fool is something that I was used to doing. Now that in all my ways, I always would like to acknowledge the Lord and allow him to direct my pathway, meaning that when I'm doing things, whether I'm right or wrong, whether you like it or not, I'm not leaning to my own understanding. Even though I look at my own body as if I'm getting ready to hear, and no matter what I do. And I like to say this, if you don't mind, the Word of God says, like all athletes are disciplined in their own training. They do it to win a prize, okay? You understand that? And so he said, I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm disciplining my body like an athlete training to do it, to do what it's supposed to do. You know, so in other words, if I take today and say I'm going to choose to do something and I'm doing the best I can, but does that mean I'm doing this right? I would like to think so, but that don't mean that I am. Does it mean I'm doing something wrong in front of others? That don't mean that that's the case. The bottom line is that there is a trap that's set. And sometimes people walk into the trap even when they think they're doing this right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need to deny that because the Word of God says it in the Word. It says and escape the trap of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. The devil has a will. And if he can bring forth confusion among people, because the Word of God says when you get two or three people gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing, then that's when he's in the midst. But when confusion takes place, guess who causes confusion?
It's a problem.
The devil specializes in confusion. So you think you're right, you think you're right, you think you're right, and all that. When that starts to flow, the devil kicks back and says, look how I got you. Opinions. Opinions are something that cause a bunch of confusion to take place. That's what I've learned. And I'm going to turn this over to you. The Word of God says, Pastor Dockery, he said, don't be wise in your own opinion. That means that you might be wrong. And so I don't want to use opinions no more in my life. I'd rather use trusting in the Lord with all my heart, meaning not to my own understanding, in all my ways acknowledge him and let him direct my path. In other words,
but
I don't trust you.
I'm sorry, Pastor Wallace. I agree with you, in every aspect. But if I may say one thing.
Yes.
I said for the active, focused thought, respect, the fact that respect is something that not only that you have to demand, it is also something that you have the right to earn.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to earn that. And if you don't, you get out what you put in, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put nothing in, you get not much out of that, as far as respect goes. I mean, how do people make rules to your own game? The game is called the game of life. Nobody
right.
told you the game of life is going to be easy. Nobody said it was going to be hard. And nobody told you how it was going to come out.
That's right.
So however it comes out, then you deal it from day to day. But the way I figure it is, you can't do nothing with that Lord's hand in it. Unless you choose beautiful hair, and then it don't come out the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 8112, allow me to respond to you. You asked the question, how do you set your own rules to the game? Did
I asked
hear
the question,
correctly?
Later comment. Yes, sir.
All right. So, and this is the point I was trying to intimate in my monologue.
Dialogue. Yes, sir.
My monologue. At the beginning of the show.
Yes, sir.
And that is, it's necessary. Sometimes people think children are going to grow up and automatically learn what's appropriate, what's productive, is what's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible they may pick up certain things. But I'm saying you have to be deliberate and focused as a parent, as a community, in teaching your children certain pro-social skill sets from birth.
Yes, I agree.
And the first step is you modeling expected behavior for them. Now,
yes, sir.
I told my children that the day you see me run around acting like a buffoon and an idiot is the day you're free to do it yourself.
Mm.
All right,
but
now.
If you don't see me doing it and I see you doing it, you get snatched up. That's just the way to go. We haven't had that problem.
I respect that.
Pastor Docker.
I'm not a father, Pastor.
Hold on one
Doctor.
Second. Go ahead and finish your thought, 8112.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to make this real fast. I am not a father, as I spoke to you guys before. I didn't know how to be a father. I didn't have no father. But what I can tell you is I had a heckified mother.
Okay.
And all I told my sons this.
Yeah,
what I told them. Was what I knew, because I had seven brothers on my mama's side.
Don't be scared.
And now one of them ever disrespected my mother, our mother.
Don't be scared of me.
There are some things that life would let you stay with you during the course of life, what you've been taught. And you make your own reasons and excuses up for your ignorance. And I taught my sons that. I do not give you a free pass to do that.
I get you. Okay, all right. Let me go to Professor Robinson. Go ahead, Professor.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Professor.
Pastor Dockery, well, one of the things that I'm going to step out there and I'm going to say, Outcast, I'm going to put an offer on the table. I'd like to help you to become a millionaire if you're not already a millionaire.
I'll sell.
Okay.
Who don't
want to
be?
Excuse me? I missed that.
He said
okay,
he accepts. Go ahead, Professor. Go ahead.
Well, welcome aboard. And I'm going to also put this offer on the table because at the end of the day, we have to do things. We talk a lot, but we have to do things. And I'm doing things, and for... I said, Outcast, I see his brain, I understand, but for everybody else who's here, I know that we care. And for the young man, I forgot his name. I see some potential, and I did you a disservice last week by not pointing some things out, but I'd love to talk to you and share with you some of the things that I see.
Here.
Folks, at the end of the day, We talk a lot. We get caught up in the smoke and mirror stuff, but we need to do things. We need to do things. And until we do things, talk is just talk. And I respect, you know, walking in other people's shoes and onesie twosies. We are going to impact millions of lives. And so that's really what we need to be talking about. Until then, we will continue to live in the morass and the situation that we're in until we really start to influence policy, create policy makers, and start to take control of what we do. Other than, you know, it's nice. We can talk and pontificate and we can do all that other stuff.
Totally agree. That's exactly my point and my fact.
Mr. Dawkins.
On everything I say, I don't mean to go against none of you gentlemen. I don't mean to interrupt none of you gentlemen. I don't mean to be disrespectful by no means necessary. I don't only speak for myself. I speak for people who 32, like-minded like me and younger, because I feel like we need a voice. And, okay, if you got the money to put up, then let's find resolutions for these problems.
Right.
Not just be combative with these problems.
Hold on,
and
John.
It goes back to everything you said. It's about the gang. It's not about – my gain isn't monetary. I don't need your money. I don't need to be a millionaire, but I do have needs. I mean, who wouldn't want to be? But it's nothing if I can't influence my nephews to do better or they can't influence their friends to do better. It's nothing if I don't challenge your nephews or your nieces or your sons or your daughters to do better. It's nothing if we don't put it into where it really belongs to be. So being a millionaire for one millionaire, it's a lot of black millionaires out there that's doing everything to bring this down and nothing to build it up. Because I could sit here and talk all day about how being a gang member made my life great and how I like to be with all the girls and all that. I'm not talking about that. The truth is that my only interest is being on this show is to find a common ground between one generation to the next.
And I hope you get that, Lord. That's my interest in having the show. Hold that point right there.
I'm gonna give everybody my phone number.
All right, hold on, Professor. Hold on, we'll get it.
Okay.
Let me go to Don and Selma. Hold on 1 second, Don. I'm coming to you. Give me one second.
The young guy ain't really playing. The playing field is right now. Did you hear what the big brother just said? I don't think y'all listening. Now, guess what? He stepped on my toes in. Right here in Selma, right where my dad and Dr. King strategized the movement at, don't you know they came and turned it into a museum? That house of Gene Jackson should have been turned into, right there in front of Selma University, where a place where we do make policy. But that was done. That museum and stuff was done intentionally by some individuals that are in Greek fraternities that's hooked up with some good old boys to make sure that that young man that you hear fussing right now, so he don't learn how to make policy. Listen, don't think I ain't listening.
It was a direct attack.
All right, dog.
Call it a direct attack. It's by law.
Hold on.
Direct attack.
Lewis. Hold on a second. Slow it down.
You're right.
I want to hear from everybody, but we want to be decent and in order. Y'all bear with me now. All right. So, Don, I hear what you're saying. I hear what Professor's saying. I certainly hear where Lewis is coming from. Let me do this. I got a comment from Facebook, and I want to recognize that and go from there. So, Donald Richardson says, that's easy, but folks will make it hard. If you work, I understand that you have bills, etc. But we have to capitalize off of what we make at the job. In other words, starting your own business. I think that's related to what Professor's talking about in terms of establishing yourself. Now, I don't know how many of you all heard the beginning of the show, but that's exactly where I was going in terms of conversation relative to how to make the rules to your own game. Now, that's what 8112 was asking. In reality, these things don't just fall out the sky. Somebody have to teach them to you. Unfortunately, there's a segment of the American population that have not learned those things. Okay.
Yes,
does that make them bad people? No, absolutely not.
No.
What does that mean then, Dr.? That means somebody should offer the what? Instruction and the information. Hence, that's why we're having this conversation tonight. Because there are good people who don't know that there are some things that will lead to your success and a more improved lifestyle or quality of life.
Yes.
Professor, if everybody knew what you knew, we'd have a perfect world. But you know the world ain't perfect. And so what we're doing is sharing our knowledge base, our experience, to hopefully help others improve their quality of life. That's the purpose of it.
That's what the point is, to help the young folks do what they need to do and get it done, because there's a whole lot of young folks out here that are very well educated in one way or another. To sell drugs, it takes mathematics skills. I can't get that thing on well, but hell, some of them can. But life lessons is what it is, and your struggle may be what it has been. But if you want to be productive in life, you got to do what it takes to survive. And that means try to do the right thing.
Absolutely. Now I'm convinced, guys, that a helpful strategy.
Yes, sir.
But they put me under the jail, Pastor Wall, if I did this, is to go get one of them UPS brown trucks and just start rounding little brothers who we love up and take them away to the wilderness. Take them away to the wilderness, just like Jesus was. And when they come out the wilderness, ask them, how did you feel since you come out of the wilderness?
Hold on
But they'll put Brother Docker in jail if I did that. But I know it'll work.
It will work.
Yes, Professor. Go ahead, Professor.
Hold on, Lewis.
Professor's talking now. We'll come to you in just a second. Go ahead, Professor.
Here's a part of the problem that we need to deal with. I just put on the table an opportunity to help people become millionaires, and we're talking about a whole lot of other things.
Ain't nobody talking about no millionaires.
Mama, you can interrupt.
Excuse me. Let me finish. If you want to understand the game, if you really want to excel at the game, you need to hang out with the people who create the rules.
Okay.
To understand what you need to do in order to excel. And so if I could just continue. The opportunity to help individuals, and money is one of the things, that's not the only thing, but the ability to control your community. We spend so much time talking about the man and talking about this and talking about all of these other things, and there are demonstrated models out there today that we choose not to take advantage of because we're too afraid. I'm going to put that out there. And
well,
people can push back on that. Yes, please ask.
So, Professor, with all of that you just said, being said, tomorrow, I take you up on your offer. What's our first plan of action? What do we do first tomorrow?
Give me a call. Number one, I'll give you my number. You can go out to the website. You can take a look at what we're doing. Give me a call, and I will talk to you about anything and everything that we are in the process of doing and things that we are planning for the future.
I'm calling tomorrow.
So we'll be talking again pretty much. Like you were saying, we're just talking tonight.
Excuse me. We have an implementation plan that we are putting in the works today. We have
what can we do to reach you directly to get involved in this millionaire plan is what we want to know. As
right,
a people, because
I said
I got a lot of young black males that would be interested in listening to exactly what
number.
You have to say.
Hold on one second, guys.
But we want to figure that out.
Lewis.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Professor, go ahead and give the number out. Hold on one second, guys. Go ahead and give the number out, Professor. And then
they
can have the conversation.
Area code 847-722-4639. 847-722-4639. You can go to readtome.us. You can go to see 847-722-4639. If you're ready to do some work, we have a model. It works.
All right. Now, I've got 9 minutes. I need to take control back of my show. What Talk Straight is doing tonight is offering an opportunity for not only those of us on the line, but those that are listening to consider some things that they can change. I don't know who's going to do it. Now, my experience over the last 22 years of pastoring, I can tell you I've met a whole lot of people, and everybody don't want to do right. I know that. But my task is to put out the opportunity for right. That's my job, and that's what I'm doing tonight. Now, y'all call Professor, y'all talk to him, work it out, and whoever gets the first million, make sure you give me some of it, all right? Go to www.bfcinstitute.com and make a contribution to our worthy cause. When you get your first million, hook me up. Don't forget me now. All right. Now, with that being said, we gotta bring things to a close here. So tonight we've been talking about how to make the rules to your own game and win. And I'm going to summarize by saying, in short, when you are focused and deliberate and you're strategic about what you want to do, you make your plan and you work your plan, there's no reason you can't be successful at it. I don't care who is out there, the Booger Man, Superman, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny. Can't none of them stop you from doing what you want to do. The good thing is, in America, you have a constitutional right to do that. And the United States Army, according to what's written, is supposed to back your constitutional right. Of you here or anywhere else. All right. Now, got about 7 minutes here, so let me try to give everyone an opportunity. Thank you all for sharing. I appreciate that. You had some good information here. And let me just say this, too. If you want to really, I have some information that you can consider. You go to the website. I've been giving it out. When the show starts, you hear that website. Certainly, Building Families and Communities Institute for the last 15 years have been doing. And I will go into what we've been doing. You can look on the website and find it out if you're really interested in knowing. But nonetheless, there are many people with experience and who can bring useful knowledge to the floor. We welcome all of it. And guess what? If you can use it, use it. If you don't, leave it alone. Let somebody else have it. But that's really what this is all about. Part of what we haven't done is talked about the right thing. See, a lot of people talk big on about things, but there's nothing that will guide us in a direction to get what we need. So this is a useful conversation. But you have to offer, Professor, great deal. Pastor Waller got great things to offer. Lewis has offered some great considerations and conversation. Don talked about some things tonight that are useful. 8112 always dropping a bomb on it. And 3072, we can't hold her back long enough. I mean, okay. Outcast has been sharing with us a very practical outlook on how we view life. Now, you can make excuses or you can make success. I mean, it's up to us. I got 6 minutes. 8112, give me 15 seconds of final thought. All right, moving right along. 3122, give me 15 seconds of a final thought.
That's Mr. Doctor, I think tonight was a great night because, like I said, it's going on here in Selma, Alabama, and I thank Mr. Doctor for the radio program in Tennessee because there's a great connection between Davidson and Dallas County. That's all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate you, sir. What about it, 3072? Final thought here before we get out of here.
Great dialogue.
All right. Thank you so much. What county are you down there in Florida?
Duval.
Duval County.
Duval.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And what county are we here, Outcast, in Nashville?
Davidson County.
Davidson County. All right. We look like we got a connection here. Let me see if 8112 is back. 8112. Final thought, Outcast? I'm sorry.
Let Professor Robinson have it. And him and Reverend
okay,
Wallace.
I'm coming back to him.
And yourself.
I'm coming back to him in a minute. All right. Appreciate you being here with us. 8112, you there? Hello? Okay, I don't know if they can hear us or not, but we're moving
Hello.
On past.
I think you guys.
Okay, what county are you there in Peoria? What's the county you live in?
Peoria County.
Illinois.
Who?
Illinois County.
Peoria.
Illinois County?
Yes, sir.
Peoria County in Illinois.
Oh, Peoria
County.
Peoria County
in Illinois.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you guys. All right, Professor Robson, you want to, I think 1098 diverted his time to you, sir.
Folks, I love to talk. I love to debate. At the end of the day, we have to do things, and we have to do things that impact a lot of lives if we're really focused on changing the outcomes within our communities. And so I'm working with people. I will work with all of you. But at the end of the day, I'm only going to work with people who want to impact a large number of lives, because that's my focus and my, you know, personal mission.
Okay. Okay. And I hope they call you. Hope those who express interest give you a call. Thank you so much for joining us there, Professor, tonight. We do appreciate that. There's a Facebook thought from Donald Richardson. He says, falling is a great teacher. It's when you don't get up that makes it a failure. That's a great point. Well stated, well stated. Pastor Wall, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am.
We turn the floor over to you, sir.
All right, Pastor Doctor, I appreciate you and what you're doing, man, and for everyone who had conversation tonight. Most of all, I like to always give God his just due props, man, because I think he's worthy of it. And since you all speak about the Word of God, I refuse to exclude the Word of God from what we have a right to acknowledge, and that is his presence. And so,
yes,
in meditating these last few minutes while everyone was talking, I noticed something about the word that he said, and he said unto them all, he didn't say to some of them, he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
I see.
Now, if no one is following him, I can't follow nobody that's not following him. And the reason why I say that is because I stopped trusting me, because I used to follow me, and I used to make my own decisions, and I discovered that I was a fool. So now that he's offering me to follow him, I just suggest that if anyone wants to do things according to his will, then they have to deny their own self. And I think it's valuable to do that, because you get power when you deny your own self. Then you take up your cross and whatever you're doing and just follow him, and I think things will work itself out. So be encouraged, and you can find that in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse number 23. Trust
all right.
in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. He said these words for a purpose. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and let him direct your path. If he's not doing it, it's not effective no matter what you get.
Okay.
And that's for me.
We got a minute here. Pastor, thank you so much for, as always, your contribution. www.bfcinstitute.com. We certainly hope that you go and find out more about us and engage us and participate. Bring our seminar and workshop to your city, whatever your county is, whatever your city is. We'll be happy to work with you to bring that to you. Thank you all for listening to us. This has been another episode of Talk Straight. We've talked from the topic, how to make the rules to your own game and when. This Thursday night, we'll be back again with another topic right here on Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. We're grateful that you join us on behalf of all of us that's joined us and our Facebook friends. Thank you again, and we look forward to engaging you another on this coming Thursday night.